Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30, 40, even 60%? Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. My friends at ReduceMyAC.com sell the new FridgeWise smart motors, which will dramatically reduce the cost of cooling. How does it work? Well, your current blower motor runs at only one speed, but this new smart motor from FridgeWise runs at variable speeds, faster or slower. It will keep your air at a consistent desired temperature, and their motor and fan systems for walk-in coolers and freezers save up to 75% of current electricity used. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. ReduceMyAC.com.
Gather around.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
We are now about 23 minutes away from a vote on the Senate Judiciary Committee on Brett Kavanaugh. The full Senate will take this up on a rare Saturday session. They're going to work Saturday and Sunday. And hopefully have a vote, a final vote on Brett Kavanaugh by Tuesday. That would be good. In fact, that would be very good. Joining us now. A guy that has been in the news on his own, in some not so flattering ways. He is Kevin Child, a trustee in the Clark County School District Board of Trustees in District D, as in dedicated, because he is. He's dedicated to the kids. And he joins us in studio, no less. Good morning, sir.
Happy Friday.
Hey, up? I know. Woo! I know. And your mom's listening?
She always listens. She loves you. She loves you more than me, I think. But I know she loves me.
Jeannie, mom, mom, child. Hey, good to have you with us. I'll bet you can sympathize with Brett Kavanaugh.
Yes, I can. Absolutely.
Explain your situation.
Well, I was accused of sexual harassment in the workplace, and that's why I have a lawsuit. So, again, these things need to stop. People need to stop doing this because this is not good, you know, for our society, making lies up. But again,
it's not the right that's doing this. It is the far left that is doing this. It's the Occupy Wall Street crowd. It's the Black Lives Matter. It's hashtag Me Too. How do we get them to stand down?
We're going to have to fight back. You know, I'm really sorry.
What does that mean?
You know, in court systems and making sure that everybody's held accountable, Kevin, because this is not fair. Just because, and we try to teach our kids to not to do what they're doing, how shameful is that? These Democrats need to stop their mess. They really do, because it's not conducive to our society. And we talk about a civil war. Well, we're on the brink of a civil war, I believe, which is really sad, is because anybody can make an accusation. Remember, before, the newspapers could have buy ink by the barrel. Now you can't do that. Now we can fight back. Now we can say stuff. And now you can fact check a lot faster. Because remember, now we have the digits on our phone. We have social media. So whatever they can say, we can rebut it and we'll come back and change the whole scenario. But again, we've got the civility's got to come back. We've got to be more human beings.
I want to ask you, though, because your situation is not unlike, in a lot of ways, Brett Kavanaugh. Accusations, accusations, accusations.
your lawsuit is about essentially getting an investigation.
Correct.
They've never done an investigation on you, have they?
No, they have not. Legally, they have not.
But yet those allegations are out there.
But we filed a lawsuit to get that investigation and bring everybody to the table. And now you can tell the story. We'll have discovery. We'll have all our stuff, ducks in our row. We even have witnesses that are on our side. And again, when the truth comes out, and just like Judge Kavanaugh, and, you know, he's an amazing man. I don't want to see anybody go through that. You know, it's shameful. I walk in places and I'm wondering who's talking about me and who's saying something about me. It's not fun. And then you mentioned my mom, your family worry, and they know that you're not like that. They know that you're not like that. I mean, it's disturbing. It really is. And it's shameful that people do this.
You mentioned your suit. You have a lawsuit pending against the people that you kind of work for, the Clark County School District. Where are you in that process? Have we had discovery yet? When does the problem with this is that you may run for office. You're running for re-election.
Running for a re-election, correct.
And in District D. But even assuming you win and you serve your term, it may be till after you get out of office.
Yeah, and you know
that
I'm
you get any satisfaction.
And I'm hoping that the voters out there, both sides, it's a nonpartisan race, that they see what I do. And I think some people see through the smoke and mirrors, and the other ones are not. They're just going to believe what they want to believe, and they're going to do their homework, and they're just going to hear the chatter. But I believe, you know what, again, I'm there to make a difference. I'm there to make sure that your kids get a great education. I'm there that your tax-paying dollars get spent right. I mean, remember last night, we're going to probably get into the conversation about raises. Well, we had a vote last night, so.
Well, let's get right to it. You had a vote to give a hefty raise, $15,000, to the CFO, the chief financial officer of the district, who may be a swell guy or gal, but, you know, we don't have enough money for teachers. We don't have, you know, 70% of the money, even if the legislature gives us more money, it's going to go to existing teachers. We don't have money for more teachers.
You know, it's like my dad used to say, you don't spend anything on an if come. If it comes, if it does, and we're giving raises out. Remember, we get our money from the legislatures, and the legislators give us money. We didn't have a legislative session yet, but we're going to give $15,000. This is a bad habit to go down, and they've been doing this for a while at the Clark County School District. And this is why I'm very vocal and I'm very, you know, very loud about it. Because, again, you don't spend money you don't have. I know that people need raises. We know that in the society people need raises because they do good work. And the bottom line is when you don't have the money to give somebody, you don't give something right now. And how the superintendent went about it, I have concerns about this. Because he should have got us together, waited till after the legislative session, and we'll give him a raise if we got the money.
My question is, so how do you deal with this in the middle of a year? We currently are still short teachers, are we not?
We're about 520 teachers short in the Clark County School District. And remind you, I've said this over and over again, we have a teacher shortage throughout the United States. Jeremy Aguirre, where when we do teacher pay, we're in like 28 in rated where we pay our teachers in the scale. We're in the middle. So our teachers get decent money. Do they need more? Absolutely.
But if we, let me just ask it this way. If we were to suddenly increase the amount of pay for a starting teacher, if we say we're going to pay starting teachers, let's just say $50,000. Would we be able to fill that 500 teacher gap
close
every
to
year?
Close to it. People would want to come. Okay. Absolutely.
So why don't we do it?
Well, we don't have the money. Where are you going to get the money from?
I got $15,000 for the new CFO.
Yep, I know. See how that works. And then plus, remember, we have support staff that haven't had a raise in 5 years, Kevin. That's your bus drivers, your clerical workers,
teachers' aides, and
teacher aides, everyone. We haven't given them a raise in 5 years. That's say it's something, but everybody else gets a raise, but them. What about our police officers? What about, you know, there's five bargaining groups. Again, if you don't have it, you can't give it. And then and all the bargaining groups come after and yell and scream at the trustees.
I was going to say, what's been the reaction? You did the deal. You didn't because you voted against it.
There was Garvey, myself, and Dr. Young voted against it. It's that 4-3 split again.
Yeah. But you voted to essentially partner with, of all people, the teachers union. Talk about a conflict of interest. You're partnering with the people that you're across the table from in negotiations. That sounds a bit unsavory.
Well, the bottom line is, like I said, we have our bargaining groups. And, you know, you bring up that. I know Steve Sansom from Veterans in Politics was at our meeting. And Deanna Wright, our president, I guess they filed ethics charges against her about her husband's a teacher and she voted for the teacher contract.
We'll get into Deanna Wright in just a minute. But I just want to finish this off. Do you find anything unsavory about a school district teaming with the people that they are supposedly adversaries of when you're across a negotiating table? Do you find that? I mean, that's not very comfortable to me.
Never is, but I've asked that we do negotiations in the front instead of the back because most of us in government, we always do, they call it a 288. And you get your team, the trustees, or even the county commissioners, you go in the back of the room and they have their people give you suggestions of what they want. And you say yes or no, and then you put it through your team and then you send it over to their team. I want total transparency. And I asked this on the dais, that any negotiations we do, just like we do a at-will employee, like last night it was in front of the people, it should be the same thing as the unions. We should be able to bargain in front of so people can actually see what we're doing and how we're bargaining, because then nobody can lie. Nobody can say she said, he said, and it's all on the front.
Kevin Child joining us. He is a Board of Trustees member from District D. And I want to ask you, because we've got school board elections coming up. You're up for re-election. Talk a little bit about the importance, because I would be willing to bet, within the sound of my voice, 98% of the electorate doesn't know who their school board member is. Even as marketing savvy as a guy like you would be, you're a good self-promoter. But I'll bet you, even in District D, if I lined 100 people up, I'd be lucky if 97, 98, 99 wouldn't know who you are or who their representative is.
And it's important because, again, they spend your tax dollars. They're educating your kids.
And we're talking about big budget. This is not a small budget.
It's a $2.4 billion budget. And then the assets are probably around $7.3 billion. That means we have over probably 425 buildings throughout, you know, we're just as big as Clark County Government Center, even probably bigger.
Fifth largest school district in the nation.
Correct. Boy, you've done your homework. Fifth largest. And again, this matters, people. Got to get out there and vote. Vote for the people that are going to make sure that education's and your tax dollars are spent wisely. Because again, and what I like about the new law, there's some pros and cons about AB 469. That means all of our budget, we have a budget, right? That 85% of that budget goes to schools. It doesn't stay in central office anymore. So every school, the money actually follows the student. We get $5,715 per student funding. So each student's worth $5,715. That's what the legislators give us. Matter of fact, we're the lowest in the nation, which is really sad. If you really want better education, you pay $15,000 to send your kid over to Gorman. You spend $13,000 to send your son or daughter to Faith, but you only spend $5,715 on your student to go to public schools.
Let me ask you, you mentioned Deanna Wright. Deanna Wright's been in the news because her husband's been in the news. Her husband is fifth grade teacher? Clark County School District. Now you have to ask yourself the question, how does he get a job when his wife is the school board president? Is there any nepotism? But he's run into some problems. Talk a little bit about some of the problems.
Well, I guess another lawsuit has been filed. I can't talk about legal, but I can tell you there was another lawsuit filed the first child that was at that school that he was at, that the second child has a lawsuit. So these are things.
And this is physical abuse.
Well, allegedly. Allegedly. You can't say allegedly. So we're looking in, then Victor Jakes wrote about it in his editorial, I mean, in his column. People need to go and take a look at it. And again, these are things that I've asked to have investigated and some of the other trustees have. So we need to look at that.
More coming up. We are now less than 10 minutes away from the vote by the Senate Judiciary Committee. We'll find out what's going on. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Attention, cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. I got to push my own button. It's one of those weird things where some days I forget to push my own button.
It's Friday.
Kevin Child joining us. He of Mom Child, Jeannie, who's a regular listener. Can you lose the music down there? Thank you. I'm still hearing it in my headphones, believe it or not.
We got technical difficulty.
No. Friday, there's no such thing.
We're all partying in here.
On Friday, there is no such thing as technical difficulties. Don't forget, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Kevin Child joining us from District D. He's running for re-election. Tell me about your re-election effort.
I'm out there pounding signs, talking to people, calling the people. You know, I always tell my phone, I give my phone number out, 702-768-5412. That's my cell. It's personal. Call me. There's a problem in the school district. Even if it's not your trustee, call me. I'll help you out because that's what I'm there for. I want to make sure you get the right thing.
Do you get calls 24/7?
I get calls all the way till. So I had a call till 12 o'clock at night. Oh, yeah. I didn't mind. You know what? I'll sleep when I die, dude. I'm here to help the kids.
Understand. I want to ask you, though, because there is a second lawsuit against Deanna Wright's husband. And I know there's some things you can't talk about, but can you at least talk about the appearance of impropriety relative to having your husband protected by the school board president?
Well, that's the whole thing. That's what we're worried about, and that's what we need to find out all the details if this has happened. Remember, if you can read Victor Jakes, he has a timeline, and I suggest people go to the RJ and boy, I just promoted the RJ, didn't I?
No, it's okay.
But anyways.
Sheldon Adelson owns it. It's good. Yeah, he's a good guy.
But I just don't like their educational writers over there. They're terrible. They come
after
me.
But their columnists are damn good.
They're so far left, it's sad. You know, the educational ones. But anyways, but Victor has the whole thing laid out, and it tells you in detail what's going on with this whole process of the president's husband being a teacher, allegedly hurting kids. And people need to wake up, and people need to look at that because years ago they called it passing the trash, not to say that they used to pass teachers around who got in trouble and there was they didn't get in trouble. So it hurt a lot of people. So, and guess what? We get sued over it. And that's money that can go to the kids. And we want to make sure that we have, you know, our money that we need to take care of it. And we need to make sure that there's a great teacher in every classroom. So, again, it's always a good thing to have.
We're going to get, by the way, we're going to get you some bump music here.
Okay.
Because we're going to break.
Oh, we're going to break already?
We got to go to break. Will you come back, though, in a couple of minutes?
I will. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Stick around. More to do. I'm Kevin Wall.
And I'm Kevin Child.
And that's Kevin Child, believe it or not. As we continue live and local now.
Tell him!
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us, Kevin Wall, with you, Kevin Child, alongside. They're getting ready to vote on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh, assuming that he does pass muster with the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Is he going to pass?
So what happens on Tuesday? They say they want to vote on the whole thing by Tuesday. Can they get it done?
Are they going to pass?
I think he's going to pass out. Yeah, he's going to pass out of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And at least the indications are that we're going to have enough votes. It might be Mike Pence has to cast the deciding vote. And that's assuming that Joe Manchin and Heidi Heitkamp and some of those red state Democrats don't decide to vote with us.
I think they'll vote with us.
Can I ask a question, though, as a guy that is in the arena? And, you know, we were talking about this, about how stuff like happened to Brett Kavanaugh impacts not only Brett Kavanaugh, but his wife and his kids and, you know, his 10-year-old girl saying, hey, pray for the woman. Okay.
You got to pray for everybody, Kev.
I know.
You got to pray for them. They might change their life around because it's not fair what they're doing. It's really not, is it?
And then they want civility.
Then they tell us. And we don't go out and lamb blast them. We don't go out and chant. They don't go out and hurt people. And that's, you look at Antifa and all this other stuff that's going on in the world. That's Soros funded.
But as a person who is in the public eye, and you're like all of us, you go out and party. You hang out with Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party.
Great guy, by the way.
Great guy. But you go out, what's going to happen when somebody confronts you in a restaurant? If three or five or six people come into a restaurant and confront you or Michael McDonald or other Republicans, I mean, is there a point at which we have to, you know, rein in the free speech thing, that you can't berate Ted Cruz and his family as they're sitting down for a meal at a restaurant in Georgetown?
The thing of it is, you have to learn how to de-escalate that. I know they're taught how to escalate stuff. So it's up to us to learn how to de-escalate that. And where was the manager of the restaurant? I would have walked. If I was the manager, I'd say, excuse me, you have to leave, and I'll call the police. Did you see that on the tape?
Didn't see it.
Kevin, why? And we need to maybe, and then you have people around you. I never usually like to travel alone, and you don't want to because people make, you know, stuff up. You always have to travel by twos or threes or in a group. Even yourself as a talk show host, you have to be careful who you hang around with.
I am careful. In fact, a great story about Major League Baseball, and I forget the player. Oh, it's Albert Pujols. I'm sorry. Albert Pujols will not get in an elevator with a single woman. He'll say, hey, I'm going to take the next one. You go on. I've got to meet somebody.
But isn't that sad that we...
And he won't do it. He will not get into an elevator with a single woman, even a married woman, but just an individual. He'll wait. And again, these guys are in hotels half the year.
And I do that in my office at the Board of Trustees office. I'll take the stairs by myself.
Yeah.
I'll take the stair. If there's somebody in that elevator, I'm afraid to be in that elevator now of what happened to me at the Clark County School District, of their accusations of what they did to me. It's a game changer. It's a life changing, you know. It's not fun, Kev, but I'll keep doing what I do, and I'll fight for the taxpayers. I'll fight for our kiddos.
I want to ask you, because you're facing the same thing that Brett Kavanaugh faces, and it's, how do I get my good name back? Tell me how it is after the allegations of sexual harassment, abuse of school district employees. How do you get your good name back?
Will I get it back fully 100%? I doubt it, because people are going to believe what they want to believe. And remember, it's the given day that they heard what they heard. And remember, everybody hears bits and pieces of it. And then they start gossiping, and then they start, you know, again, will I get my good name back? Probably never. But there are people that believe in us or me or the person that's being, you know, the accusations against that person. But again, I'm just going to live my life that I need to, you know, my checks and balances, as I say. You know, I've got a target on my back. You've got a target on your back. you know, anybody that's in politics has a target on their back, especially if you're kind of a conservative person. I hate to say that, but it's true, Kev. It's not fair. And we need to start fighting back as people that are conservative or whoever, because again, in God we trust. And you have to listen to that, because we have to trust in the Almighty One to make sure that He's going to keep us safe also. But it's also up to us to keep us safe.
Kevin Child joining us. He is from District D, Clark County School District Board of Trustees. Who else is up?
Well, you've got Linda Cavazos is up, and Ryan Scalise is running against her. And I'm gonna endorse Ryan. I mean, we need to, yeah.
Right here now?
Yep, right here now. He's 23 years old. And I'm going to tell you, he's got a sharp mind on him.
Fresh ideas.
Not to say, you know what, but he's not really radical. He's not bought and paid for by somebody. My opponent is bought and paid for. She changed her name,
by
Kevin.
By whom?
By certain people in the political realm.
Go ahead, name names.
I will name, huh? But anyways, but it is. And the bottom line is that they look at this stuff and they need to, you know, because they think that I don't represent a certain group of people. Well, I represent all kids, no matter what. So if you're if you want to get somebody in just about one person, shame on you. And I think that'll fail. But you know what? I've got a lot of people out there supporting us. And then you've got Carolyn Edwards is not running again. She's termed out. And you've got Danielle Ford running over there. Amazing woman. She's got two kids, businesswoman, smart as all get out. Please vote for her.
Does she now? Does she win? If she wins, she wins a seat on the board of trustees. Does she become school board president, or how does that happen?
We vote the president. So every January we vote the president. So whoever wants to run for president, the board, all seven of us run. If you seven of us vote for the president and the vice president and the clerk.
Let's get some calls. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show. 844, the number 2, Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Gary. Gary, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Kevin. And thank you. And thank you, Kevin Childs, for being a good American and a brave guy and sticking up for those kids and what you do. I hear you a lot on the radio and what do you call it? I'll get to my point. I just want to know why Judge Kavanaugh was treated unfairly. You know, when Dr. Ford, she come in there, the first thing she requests is maybe some caffeine. So she had a coffee, and then after the break, they gave her a bottle of Coca-Cola. And with him, he's drinking water like crazy. You saw how thirsty he was, and you know how much he loves beer. They couldn't even ask him if he would like a Budweiser.
Well, but no, hey, but did you notice he did? A really nice advertisement for beer. He said, we drank beer then. I drink beer now. I like drinking beer.
There's no law against drinking beer, is there?
No.
As long as you don't drink and drive, right? And we don't suggest any of that, do we?
No.
That's why we have Uber
I
and
love
Lyft.
Beer, but
and taxi cabs.
I think he went overboard with how much he liked beer under the circumstances. Otherwise, I hope they confirm him. I want this guy in, but I don't like under these circumstances what's going on. And the other thing is, maybe this is for clinical Carl. I mean, you can be a professor of cynical psychology and still be crazy or mentally ill. I mean, she had two front doors on her house. She made a little joke about it. Ours is the only house, you know, with two front doors. That was what led up to her husband suggesting that they go see, you know, a psychologist themselves or counseling and stuff. That's what led up to all this. So I don't know. She could be mentally ill. Or not, and still teach psychology, but you can't remember that you went to your grandmother's funeral the same day that you took a polygraph test. There's something strange and weird about the whole thing, but I thank you guys. You do a great job.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Gary, have a good weekend. Right?
Yeah, have a great weekend.
He can have a beer, can he?
He can have two.
Are you going to have a beer this weekend?
I might.
I might.
I'm not a big beer drinker.
See, I like soda. I don't drink. I drink every once in a while. I have a beer every once in a while.
See,
and it'll be
go.
A Budweiser.
There you go.
You know what Budweiser stands for, right?
No.
Because you deserve what every individually should enjoy regularly. Look at that, huh?
Oh.
My dad used to work for Budweiser.
So did mine.
Oh, Dude, right on.
Nah.
And you're an Irish fan, right?
Exactly.
My Go brother, Irish,
my,
right?
My brother went to Notre Dame.
Yeah, and they're playing.
See, we've got a lot in common.
Kevin and Kevin.
Hey, I tell you what, I'll bet you somewhere back in the, I'll bet you money there's a picture somewhere in one of my archives of me as a 7 or 8 or a 10-year-old kid standing on top of 200 cases of beer in a warehouse.
Uh-oh.
Getting on that
Are you going to get indicted?
Getting on that forklift and going up about 40 feet and standing on top of all these cases of beer.
Mm.
I did that.
It was a Budweiser?
Budweiser distributorship, yes,
Look at
sir.
That.
Superior sales.
There you go.
In Kansas City, Kansas.
Kansas City.
Yeah.
Isn't that where the mob's from?
Some of them. Some of them.
Oh, wait, there's no mob, right?
No. The mob's just a figment of the Sopranos and no.
But we do have a mob museum.
Okay,
here.
So assuming he goes through and he gets voted on by the U.S. Senate on Tuesday, maybe Wednesday or Thursday, what is your view of then is all this thing over or are they still going to try and impeach him?
Oh, they're still going to mess with him. That's the Zelensky way.
Yeah.
That's the Zelensky way. They want to disrupt, which is sad, people. Let it go.
I know.
Let it go.
I know.
Oh, that's the Frozen. Let it go.
There you go.
Let it go.
It is always so fun to have you, and especially on Fridays.
Because we both dress down.
Yeah. You're not dressed for business. Neither am I.
No, not today.
And we're just having fun.
It's football.
I know.
It's football day. College. I mean, not college, but high school football. So I'll be out in the college. I want to say
school?
College. High school football tonight.
What are you going to go see tonight?
I'm going to go see the Charger game against Sierra Vista.
Very good.
Yeah, the kids will now be
And the weather, to, weather's going to be great.
The weather's going to be amazing.
Becoming like fall. In fact,
don't you love it?
I woke up this morning, and I go outside, and it's like 74 degrees.
I get to open up my doors and then turn the air conditioner off.
I know.
I get to save money. We get to save money.
Sorry, Warren Buffett. We're not going to use the air conditioning today.
Hey, are you going to have a show on the Yes on Three, No on Three? Yes,
we've already done it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Well, Did I miss it?
We've had
probably
both sides.
Was in a meeting.
You must have been in a meeting.
So are you for it or against it? Can I ask?
I'm still struggling with it.
Oh, look
still
at that.
Still struggling.
I think everybody is, right?
Well, it's the number one question I get from anybody. Should I vote no or yes on three? I mean, they've seen ads for both. They've seen more ads for no.
Well, I've asked to look at
because they got $30 million.
I've asked to look for solar energy for our school district. So, and that
do we not do solar energy?
We do on some of our places, but here's the deal: we could buy it from solar. Also, we could go all solar. And what I've heard is we could save upwards of to $7 million, Kevin.
How many teachers will that pay for?
That's two raises.
Yeah, two raises,
two step increases.
I love that. Hey, I got to run.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, sir. It's always good to see you.
Everybody have a good weekend. Safe.
Give your mom a big hug for me.
I will do
please?
That, sir.
I really appreciate it. That's Kevin Child. District D, as in delightful. Yeah, Clark County School Board. He is running for re-election. And stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. It is live and local now.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's M-E-O-W-I-J-U-A-N-A.com. Meowawana.com.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, the latest is Jeff Flake is off visiting with Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee in an anteroom. We don't know what's going to happen, but my phone will be blowing up. I'll pass along what I know when we know it. But it's sad if he changes his vote, because he announced last night he was a yes vote. And now is he being swayed, or is he going to do the right thing and vote for, I don't know. One unresolved issue, and that is the issue of who leaked Dr. Ford's story. We're going to go to cut five. And this is John Cornyn, senior citizen, or a senior senator, I should say, from Texas, and went right after Dianne Feinstein, asking her if it was she or her staff that leaked Dr. Ford's story. Ted Cruz gets involved in this thing too. Here it is yesterday on the in the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Mr. Chairman, would the ranking member answer a question, please?
If I can.
I have great respect for Senator Feinstein. We've worked together on many topics, and I believe what you just said. Can you tell us that your staff did not leak it?
Oh, I don't believe my staff would leak it. I have not asked that question directly, but I do not believe.
Do you know
they
that?
Would.
I mean, how in the world could that get in the hands of the press?
The answer is no. The staff.
Have you asked your staff or other staff members on the Judiciary Committee?
Pardon me? Well, Jennifer reminds me I've asked her before about it.
Well,
and that's true.
Well, somebody leaked it. If it wasn't you.
Well, it was, I'm telling you, it was not, I did not. I mean, I was asked to keep it confidential. And I'm criticized for that, too.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask the chairman a question? Which is, does the committee have a process, if there is an allegation against any nominee, to assess that allegation in a confidential forum rather than in the public, since Dr. Ford requested that it be kept confidential? Is there a process for the committee for considering confidential allegations?
And the answer is yes. And I sent Senator Tillis pointed out the document that I put out to show of all the things that we've done along the lines of your question.
And, Mr. Chairman, what would you have done if on July 30th the ranking member had raised this allegation with you? As the chairman of this committee, how would you have
handled it? We would have done like we have done with every background, or let's say FBI report that comes from the White House with a nominee, and then subsequent to that, because maybe the FBI got done with it 3 months ago, we go through the FBI or information comes to us, then we have our investigators in a bipartisan way, both Republicans and Democrats, follow up on whatever those questions are or those problems that have to be worked out.
So bipartisan investigators could have investigated this 2 months ago, and it could have been heard in a confidential setting without Dr. Ford's name or Judge Kavanaugh's name being dragged through the mud. Is that correct?
And except for one or two conversations that we had with the judge through our investigators, Democrats didn't participate except in those two, but in those two or one or two, they didn't ask any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let's get to your phone calls. Go to my buddy Clinical Carl. Haven't heard from him for a while. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Got a couple of minutes before the news. What's going on?
Hey, Kevin. Always glad to speak with somebody on my same intellectual level.
Thank you.
And you fit that. You're a sharp guy. I'm only kidding. No, I'm not. Listen, I got to talk real fast because my Obama phone is getting weak, so I'm going to have to request a new one. But I want to talk to me being personally psychoanalyzed and Dr. Ford by people. You just had a caller on, Gary, I think his name is.
Yep.
I'm so glad he's got a PhD in psychology. I'm so glad he can psychoanalyze people. And you've had a few callers like that. I mean, I just get a laugh out of it. Half your callers need that deep analysis, believe me. But to be for them to psychoanalyze other people, you know, psychoanalyze a psychologist and myself, there's something mentally wrong with me and with her. And look who's saying that. People like Gary? Come on. Give me a break. I just want to defend myself. That's all.
Okay. So what happens? What happens? And by the way, we understand Jeff Flake has announced he is going to vote aye. He's going to vote for the nomination. Who do you believe? Well, what happens when there's one credible witness and another credible witness, but they see the opposite stuff happening 36 years ago? Who do you believe?
I'll be honest with you. I'm going to have to believe her, and I'll tell you why. Do you even realize the risk she's taking by possibly going to prison if they find out she's lying, by coming up there, by ruining her whole reputation? I mean, why would she do this? Why would she even do this? Unless somebody gave her a check for $5 million, which I doubt. So there's no reason for her to do that. George Soros
has $5 million.
In fact, he
can give her $50 million.
Yeah, but she could go to prison, and why would she even take that chance? Come on. I mean, I think the FBI should investigate her charges. Her charges have not ever been investigated. Let them take a week and investigate it. What's the rush? Obama's choice, they took over a year to obstruct it, and you know that. And now this one, they want to rush through like an Indianapolis 500 race.
By Tuesday, they say. They're going to meet tomorrow. This is the entire Senate's going to meet tomorrow and Sunday and Monday, and they're saying they may have a vote by Tuesday and that they might be able to swear him in by Tuesday night. Would that be great or what? Coming up, abortion rights is being voted on at this hour by the Senate Judiciary Committee because it's believed that Roe v. Wade is on the ballot, so to speak. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up live and local now. Take me for everything that I had and kick me out of my- Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30, 40, even 60%? Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. My friends at ReduceMyAC.com sell the new FridgeWise smart motors, which will dramatically reduce the cost of cooling. How does it work? Well, your current blower motor runs at only one speed, but this new smart motor from FridgeWise runs at variable speeds, faster or slower. It will keep your air at a consistent desired temperature, and their motor and fan systems for walk-in coolers and freezers save up to 75% of current electricity used. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com.